Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The second 10 days of Capricorn, when power meets protection. The story so far, in the first 10 days of Capricorn season, you walk through the devil's initiation, chains were identified, the tower cleared false structures. You learn to juggle with the Two of Pentacles, while fate accelerated, the Empress entered on Christmas Eve as life force and support. And guess what? You survived. Now comes the question. What will you build with what remains? We're in the second decan of Capricorn, 10 to 20 degrees ruled by Mars and associated with the Tower card in Tarot. But here's what most people are missing. Mars is exalted in Capricorn. It's not destroying anymore. It's building the new structure using the rubble of what it just dismantled. The Tower, which is Mars, destroyed in the first decan. Strategic destruction of what cannot stand. In the Three of Pentacles, Mars constructs in the second decan. Precise building of what will last. Same planet, same force, different phases of the cycle. Mars exalted means precision, mastery, engineering, architecture, execution, not chaos, not collapse, not impulsive fire. This is the Mars that builds pyramids. By 1819 Capricorn, the tower is finishing its work, exposing the final load-bearing lines. Allowing choice instead of shock, removing the final burden with surgical precision. This is strategic deconstruction in service of skilled construction. The protected workspace, Venus's bounds, Mars's decan. You're witnessing something rare, a Mars-Venus-Sun sequence moving through the devil's domain. But they're not unprotected. This is not random planetary traffic. This is a ritual corridor with mutual layers of protection. The bound structure, 18 degrees Capricorn, is Venus's bounds. The decan structure, 10 to 20 degrees Capricorn, Mars's decan. The opposition, Jupiter exalted in Cancer, watching from across the sky. Here's why all this matters. Venus Kazemi happens at 16 degrees Capricorn inside her own bounds, which extended to 18. Even though Venus is in Capricorn, she is purified in her own territory she rules. She's the landlord of this renovation. Mars Kazemi happens at 19 degrees, 11 minutes Capricorn, right at the edge of Venus's bounds, but fully inside his own decan. 10 to 20 Capricorn. Mars is the general contractor of the construction zone. Both planets are purified in spaces where they have authority. Venus owns the bounds, the specific territory. Mars owns the decan, the entire construction phase. Jupiter exalted in Cancer oversees from opposite, ensuring the work stays aligned with nourishment and growth. This creates a triple protected workspace. Venus says, "This is my territory. I determine what's valuable here." Mars says, "This is my project. I determine how we build here." Jupiter says, "I'm watching both of you. Stay soft while you work." This is why both purifications can happen safely. Venus and Mars aren't being reborn in hostile territory. They're being born in a space where they both have a say-so, where they both have protection, where they can be vulnerable without being destroyed. This is why the destruction is strategic, not catastrophic. This is why Mars can build pyramids instead of rubble piles. This is why Venus can bless the work instead of just survive it. On New Year's Day, Mercury leaves Sagittarius, its detriment, and enters Capricorn, joining the Sun, Venus, and Mars. Mercury and Sagittarius struggled with overexpansion. Grand ideas without structure, philosophy without practical application. But Mercury entering Capricorn brings strategic communication, ideas made tangible, mastery through discipline, the ability to build what you envision. The magician joins the devil's initiation saying, "I can help you translate vision into reality. I have the tools. Now let's get to work. Get her done." Mercury becomes the translator between Jupiter's expansive vision, Cancer, and the practical building happening in Capricorn. On January 3rd, we get to the Cancer full moon, the moral reckoning. The moon at 13 degrees Cancer, in the sign it rules, conjunct Jupiter, which is exalted, opposite the Sun at 13 degrees Capricorn. The esoteric weight of the 13 means wickedness, wrong, but not evil. This is misalignment exposed. This full moon says, just because something worked doesn't mean it was right. Moon Jupiter in Cancer, emotional truth, abundant nourishment. Face, Sun, Venus, Mars, and Capricorn, ambition, structure, discipline, and demand. What are you building at the expense of your soul? What are you achieving at the cost of nourishment? What wrong have you justified as necessary? This isn't punishment. This is initiation. 13 degrees full moon is the moment you're forced to look at where you've been operating unconsciously before you gain the power to act consciously. The Cancer full moon is the reveal before the rebirth. It illuminates what's been operating unconsciously so Venus and Mars can be purified in the coming days with full awareness. 18-19 Capricorn, the final extraction. The numerology reveals the truth. 18, miserliness, hardness, tyranny, devil themes, systems of control. 9, 1 plus 8 equals grief, anxiety, maiming, tower themes, emotional residue. 19 Capricorn, saving symbol. A child about 5 carrying a huge shopping bag filled with groceries. Mars exalted here is not swinging wildly. It's removing the final load-bearing line with surgical precision. The scarcity program exposed. The economic fear confronted. The survival logic questioned. The control structures dismantled. Mars doesn't cause grief, 9. Mars refuses to continue building on it. The child with the shopping bag represents carrying the potential of new resources, innocence in acquisition, the ability to hold more than seems possible, despite the disproportionate weight. 16, Capricorn, the blessing. 16 equals luxury, sensuality, good fortune. 7, 1 plus 6 is rest, happiness, equilibrium. This is where Venus will be purified, at one of the most blessed degrees in Capricorn. This is the promise that building can feel good, that discipline doesn't require deprivation, that pleasure and structure can coexist. January 6th. Venus Kazemi at 16 degrees Capricorn. Venus goes Kazemi, exact conjunction with the Sun, in the heart of the Sun, at the degree of the blessed abundance. Kazemi burns away old expressions, purifies the planet, rebirths it with clarified purpose. Venus Kazemi at 16 specifically, your values are tested by reality, and blessed with good fortune. Desire meets consequence and luxury. Love asks what sustains and receives the answer, abundance. Beauty meets structure and creates equilibrium. All of this happens inside Venus's own bounds. She's being purified in the territory she rules. Even in Capricorn, she has authority over this specific space. She's the owner, renovating her own property. This is Venus reborn with full protection and authority. She emerges knowing pleasure isn't wrong, it's necessary. Rest isn't laziness, it's equilibrium. Beauty isn't frivolous, it's fortune. Sensuality isn't indulgence, it's alignment. This is desire, recentered. Pleasure no longer tied to guilt or scarcity. Your value is clarified. Mars enters the Three of Pentacles first. Mars moving through the Deacon he rules. Enters the Three of Pentacles ahead of Venus and the Sun. The craftsmen arise first. The workspace is prepared. Strategic deconstruction with building awareness begins. Mars in the Three of Pentacles, exalted in his own Deacon, is saying, I'm setting up the site. The rebels are being sorted. Let me show you what we're working with. Venus speeds ahead. After her purification at 16 degrees, Venus is moving faster than Mars. She catches up from behind, carrying her blessed values forward. Venus catches Mars in the Three of Pentacles for a brief moment of alignment. Here's what I value now. Does your work align with this? Mars, Venus, briefly together, will and values in agreement. Yes, let's build this. Venus enters the Four of Pentacles first. After speeding past Mars and the Sun, Venus enters the Four of Pentacles ahead of them. The Four of Pentacles means security, stability, protecting what you built, holding resources, foundation. Venus entering first means she's already securing what Mars is about to finish building. She's already protecting the foundation. She's preparing the ground for what comes next. I made sure we have somewhere to put what you're creating. This is the Emperor saying, this is worth keeping. The Four of Pentacles with Venus leading is consolidation, not hoarding. Stabilizing of worth, protection of what actually matters. Life preserved after restructuring. January 9th. Mars Kazemi at 19 degrees, Capricorn. 3 days after Venus Kazemi, Mars goes Kazemi at 19 degrees, 11 minutes, Capricorn. 19 Capricorn saving symbol. A child about 5 carrying a huge shopping bag filled with groceries. Mars is purified at the exact degree of carrying disproportionate weight with innocent capability. Will, action, and drive are reborn with the image of a child. Strong, but not hard. Capable, but not tyrannical. Mars Kazemi at 19 degrees, 11 minutes means your will is clarified without being tyrannical. Your actions are purified of aggression. Your drive is focused without becoming dominating. Your strength is reborn with the innocence intact. Rage defined into resolve. Action aligned with purpose. And this happens right at the edge of Venus's bounds. Fully inside Mars's own Deacon. He's the builder working in the construction zone he manages. Mars has authority here. He's the contractor renovating the space. Mars post Kazemi at 19 degrees 11 minutes is the craftsman's hand with the child's heart. Precise, powerful, but not cruel. protected by his own deacon, witnessed by Venus's bounds, mastery, not aggression. Venus at 19 degrees, 50 minutes, witnessing the fire. When Mars goes Kazemi at 19 degrees, 11 minutes, Venus is at 19 degrees, 50 minutes, 39 minutes away. Venus is not in the Kazemi herself, but she's close enough to feel the intensity. She's already being purified at 16. Now she witnesses Mars go through his purification, the heat reminding of her own transformation. Value watches will be purified. The one who knows what matters watches the one who learns how to act rightly. Sun and Mars enter the four pentacles together. As Mars's Kazemi is at 19 degrees, 11 minutes, the Sun and Mars enter the four pentacles together, consciousness and will, hand in hand, joining Venus, who's already there, securing the foundation. The Sun, who are you? And Mars, what you do, are unified. They enter the place of security and stability together. Venus, what you value, is already there, having prepared the space. The three reunite in the four pentacles. This is what we built. This is what we're keeping. This is our foundation, not hoarded, kept. Now we need to address the shadow potential of these degrees. After surviving the collapse, after learning to build with power, after clarifying your purpose and values, you survive at 18-19 with real capability. You're strong, you're skilled, you have resources, you know what you're doing. And now the test is, what will you do with what you gain? The potential shadows, miserliness, hoarding resources, operating from scarcity, even in abundance. Hardness, becoming cold, rigid, unfeeling in pursuit of goals. Tyranny, dominating others, wielding power cruelly, becoming the oppressor you escape. Grief, mourning what had to be sacrificed. Softness, trust, openness. Anxiety, fear-driven action, never feeling secure, constant vigilance. Maiming, being wounded or wounding others in the process of building. Will you become what you escape? This is the devil's trap at the top. The devil doesn't change you at the bottom through addiction and self-sabotage. The devil can change you at the top through miserliness, hardness, and tyranny. After the tower cleared false authority, will you become falsely authoritative? After breaking free from the chains, will you chain others? After learning discipline, will you become tyrannical? The 18-19 degree convergence is the moment you're powerful enough to become dangerous to yourself and others. Why Jupiter's protection matters here? The shadow potential is real. The grief is real. The anxiety is real. The temptation to become hard, miserly, or tyrannical when you finally have the power, that's very real. But you're standing in Venus's bounds, where she rules the territory, inside Mars's deacon, where he directs the work, with Jupiter exalted opposite, overseeing from Cancer. This is triple protection. Venus won't let you lose touch with what actually matters. She owns this territory. Mars won't let you work without precision. This is his construction zone. Jupiter won't let you harden. He's blessing from exaltation, sending expansion, faith, abundance, and emotional nourishment into your Capricorn zone. Together, they say, build, yes. Master, yes. Protect what you created, yes, but don't close your hand so tight that grace can't reach you. Don't become so hard that you can't receive the nourishment. Don't protect so fiercely that you wound what you're trying to guard. Where you're holding all three corners, you're safe to stay soft while being strong. The saving symbol is the answer. A child about five carrying a huge shopping bag filled with groceries. The child hasn't become hard yet. The child is carrying adult responsibilities but hasn't lost innocence. The child is competent without being tyrannical. The test: can you carry the groceries, real responsibilities, real power, without becoming the harsh adult who lost their softness? Can you be strong without being hard? Can you be capable without being cruel? Can you be secure without hoarding? Can you lead without dominating? The real teaching is strong and soft. The child carrying the groceries is the perfect image because the child is capable doing adult work, carrying heavy weight. The child is innocent, hasn't become hard or cynical yet. The child is moving, not frozen by the weight, heading home. The child is watched. Jupiter sees, protects, encourages. By 18, 19 degrees, you're being asked to embody that paradox. Competent and generous, strong and soft, strategic and trusting, protective and open, masterful and humble. This is Capricorn at the highest octave. Not domination, but stewardship. Let's go through the guide from January 1st through the 10th real quick. January 1st, Mercury enters. The magician arrives. Your ability to communicate, strategize, and work with tools shifts from scattered to precise. Question: what ideas have you been unable to implement? Mercury in Capricorn gives you the clarity and discipline to make the vision tangible. Write down your plan. Mercury, the magician, wants a strategy, not just inspiration. January 3rd, the full moon revelation. This is your checkpoint. The moon in Cancer conjunct Jupiter illuminates what's been hidden. The 13 degree questions. What have you been doing unconsciously? Where has your ambition crossed into wickedness? What wrong have I been justifying? Where have I chosen achievement over nourishment? Write it down. What did the full moon reveal? Don't judge it. Just witness it. Jupiter is there to support correction, not condemn. January 4th and 5th, Venus moves ahead. Venus enters the four pentacles ahead of the sun. Venus is establishing security. Question: what resources do you actually have? Take inventory. What's actually in your hands? What foundation is already there? Venus says, you're not building from nothing. You're building from this. January 6th, Venus Kazemi at 16 degrees. Venus goes through the sun's heart at the degree of blessed abundance. After January 6th, Venus knows building can feel good, work can be beautiful, discipline doesn't require deprivation. Question: what do you actually value now that you've been through the full moon's revelation and this purification? Write it down. Venus Kazemi at 16 gives you the blessed clarity. January 7th and 8th, Venus post Kazemi is carrying the blessing. Mars is approaching his own purification. Check your alignment daily. Question: are your actions serving your purified values? Are you building what was blessed on January 6th? January 9th, Mars Kazemi at 19 degrees, 11 minutes. The child with the groceries. Mars goes through the sun's heart at the degree of innocent capability. After January 9th, Mars knows, I'm small. The bag is huge. I'm capable. Strength doesn't require hardness. Mastery doesn't require domination. Mars enters the Three of Pentacles. Skilled work, collaboration. Notice who shows up to help you around this turn. Mars Kazemi at 19 degrees, 11 minutes means you don't carry the groceries alone. Others see you and step in. Venus at 19 degrees, 50 minutes. Venus is nearby, feeling the heat of Mars's purification, bearing witness, reinforcing her own clarity. January 10th, the Trinity reunited by the end of Deacon 2. Mars post Kazemi is in the Three of Pentacles, building with purified will. Venus post Kazemi in the Four of Pentacles, having secured the foundation. The Sun and Mars enter the Four of Pentacles together, consciousness and will unified. Mercury translates vision into tangible strategy. Jupiter protects from both sides. You arrive. Not a single convergence point, but a state of purified, collaborative, abundantly supportive mastery. The question for the day: what choice are you free to make that you couldn't make 10 days ago? The complete arc. Days 1 through 10, December 21st through the 31st. We already did that. Chains identified, devil. Tower clears, false structures. Sun learns to juggle, Two of Pentacles. Empress arise, Venus planting seeds, you survive. Days 11 through 20, January 1st through the 10th. January 1st, Mercury enters, tools and strategy arrive. January 3rd, full moon reveals shadow before purifications begin. January 4th and 5th, Venus secures foundation in the Four of Pentacles. January 6th, Venus Kazemi, values purified and blessed. January 9th, Mars Kazemi, will purified with innocent strength. January 10th, Trinity reunited in the Four of Pentacles. Deacon 1 taught, you can survive collapse and adapt. Deacon 2 teaches, you can build from abundance with purified will and blessed values. The whole story in one sentence. The Tower finishes breaking the false structure. Jupiter protects the foundation. The full moon reveals the truth. Venus purifies desire. Mars purifies action. Mars builds using the rubble. Venus secures it. The Sun seals it. And the new pattern becomes permanent in the Four of Pentacles. This is not destruction. This is construction after reevaluation. This is liberation sequence disguised as a crisis. It's the moment the myth turns practical. You don't escape the devil by denial or destruction. You outgrow it by building something more honest, sustainable, and alive from inside its walls. The chains are loose. The groceries are heavy. Jupiter watches from both sides, and you can make your happy ass home. May your work be skilled, your heart stay soft, and Jupiter's protection never leave your path. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me a comment at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, hit contact. Leave me a message there. If you want to get a reading, come to the website, hit booking. I'd love to have that conversation with you. I want to thank y'all for making 2025 I Am Astrology Readings. Best year to date. 2026, we're going to be doing Jupiter things. Bigger and better. Happy New Year. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.